All right, let's dive in. You guys have sent in a mountain of info on sustainable travel.
Yeah, it's a hot topic these days.
And we are ready to break it all down for you.
Should be fun.
So get ready for some, well, some surprising insights.
Definitely.
The practical tips to make your future trips, well, amazing.
Amazing and responsible.
Right.
Gotta have both.
We've got everything from the high-tech solutions to those simple swaps you can make.
Love the so simple swaps.
Those make a real difference.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, have you heard about over-tourism?
Oh, over-tourism, yeah.
You've probably heard the word.
It's a big one.
Have you seen what's happening in Tulum, Mexico?
Oh, Tulum.
This once pristine paradise
is
facing deforestation, water pollution.
Oh, that's so sad.
Strain on resources, and all because of the sheer number of tourists.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a wake-up call.
Definitely.
That our travel choices have consequences.
Yeah, sustainable travel is about protecting these incredible places.
Right.
But it's also about making sure travel benefits everyone.
Everyone.
The planet, local communities, and travelers like you.
I love that.
Yeah.
So how do we make trips more sustainable? Let's start with transportation.
Okay, transportation.
We all know flying is a major contributor to climate change.
Air travel, yeah, it's got a significant carbon footprint.
But, I mean, we don't have to give up exploring the world, right?
No, not at all. There are so many ways to lessen that impact.
Okay, like what?
Well, even before you think about flying,
think
about alternatives to flying.
Okay.
Europe, for example, has a fantastic rail network.
Well, the trains, yeah.
See the continent, minimize your carbon footprint.
I love the train.
Yeah, and even within cities, public transportation.
Yeah.
A great way to get around, reduce emissions.
Okay, but let's say flying is unavoidable.
Okay, flying it is.
What then? What are our options?
You can still make smarter choices. Opt for direct flights.
Okay.
Reduces fuel consumption.
Less time in the air.
Exactly. And some airlines are investing in sustainable aviation fuels.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Which can significantly lower emissions.
Yeah, that's good.
And then there's carbon offset programs, too.
Yeah, I've heard about these.
But a lot of people have.
I don't really know how they work.
Yeah, it can be a bit confusing. So basically, they allow you to contribute to projects that reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay.
Offsetting the impact of your flight.
Gotcha.
There are different types of programs, some focusing on renewable energy, others on reforestation or methane capture.
So you're essentially balancing out your carbon footprint.
You got it.
By investing in projects that remove carbon from the atmosphere.
Exactly. Just one piece of the puzzle.
I like that.
Yeah.
So we figured out transportation. Let's talk about where we'll be staying.
All right, accommodations.
Because sustainable travel isn't just about getting there, it's about the entire experience, right?
You got it. So when you're choosing your accommodation, look for places that prioritize sustainability.
Okay.
Hotels with certifications, like Green Seal, LED, or Earth Check, they meet rigorous standards for energy efficiency.
They're really taking it seriously.
Yeah, water conservation and waste reduction.
So those certifications, they're like a shorthand way of knowing that a hotel is walking the walk.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I've also heard that staying in locally owned guest houses.
Oh, yeah.
Or homestays can be a really great way to support the local economy.
Yeah.
And have a more authentic cultural experience.
Absolutely. You're directly contributing to the livelihood of people in the community.
I love that.
And you get that opportunity to interact with locals.
Yeah, get those insider tips.
Yeah, learn more about their culture and their way of life.
Okay, so we've got our transportation sorted, and we found a place to stay that aligns with our values.
Awesome.
What's next? What's on the checklist?
Well, before you even leave home, think about what you're packing.
Ooh, packing already.
I know, right?
I love to pack.
Who doesn't?
But I tend to overpack.
I think we're all guilty of that sometimes.
Yeah, is that a sustainability issue?
It can be.
Okay.
Packing light is actually good for the environment because it reduces the weight of the plane.
Nope.
Or the train.
Okay.
Which means less fuel consumption.
Less fuel. Gotcha.
So.
Okay. So I'll try to resist the urge to pack my entire wardrobe.
I feel that.
What else should we keep in mind when packing sustainably?
Well, choosing durable,
eco-friendly
suitcases or backpacks.
Okay.
Made from recycled materials. That's a good start.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
And when it comes to clothing, choose versatile pieces that you can mix and match so you don't need to pack so much.
It's all about being smart.
Yeah.
Making sure it aligns with our sustainability goals.
Exactly.
Now, what about once we've reached our destination?
Okay, you're there.
What are some simple things we can do while we're on the trip?
Oh, there's tons.
To minimize our impact.
Yeah, one of the biggest things is minimizing waste.
Okay.
Especially single-use plastics.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
I've made the switch to a reusable water bottle.
Yes.
What about other single-use plastics, like these little shampoo bottles in hotels?
Oh, those are the worst.
Yeah.
Well, you can bring your own toiletries in reusable containers.
Okay.
Or you can try solid toiletries.
Solid toiletries.
Like shampoo bars and toothpaste tablets.
I've heard about those.
They're great for reducing plastic waste, and they last longer, too.
I'm going to try those.
Yeah.
Now, how do we make sure that our tourism dollars benefit the people who live in the places we visit?
Supporting local businesses is key.
Okay.
Instead of those international chains, seek out locally owned restaurants.
Okay.
Try traditional dishes.
Mm-hmm.
You'll enjoy authentic flavors, and you'll be contributing to the local economy.
It's a win-win.
Right.
What about souvenirs?
Souvenirs, yeah.
Yeah. I love finding those unique treasures.
Who doesn't?
That remind me of my travels.
Right.
But
you got to be careful where your money is going.
Yeah.
Look for handcrafted items made by local artisans.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get a one-of-a-kind piece.
Yeah.
And you'll know that your money is going directly back into the community.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've covered transportation,
mm-hmm.
accommodation, packing, minimizing waste, and supporting local businesses.
What else?
What else?
Respecting local customs and etiquette.
Oh, yeah.
Before you travel, do a little research on the traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Appropriate dress in your destination.
Okay.
Be a respectful guest.
Right. I've definitely had moments where I realized I was unintentionally being disrespectful.
It happens.
Yeah.
Easy to do.
Because I didn't understand the local customs.
It's all about being mindful.
Yeah.
Doing your homework before you go.
And how we interact with the environment.
Yes. The environment.
Is this where Leave No Trace comes in?
There it is.
Okay.
Whether you're hiking in a national park or strolling along a beach, it's crucial to leave the environment as you found it.
Yeah.
Pack out all your trash.
Okay.
Stay on marked trails to avoid damaging those fragile ecosystems.
Right.
Respect wildlife by observing from a distance.
Yeah, don't feed the bears.
Exactly.
So it's about being mindful of our impact on the natural world.
Yes.
Making sure we're not leaving behind any negative traces.
Right. And it's not just about minimizing the negative impact.
Okay.
But about maximizing positive contributions.
Okay.
Have you heard about community-based tourism?
I've heard the term, but I'm not really sure.
So basically, it's about participating in tourism activities that are planned and managed by local communities, ensuring those benefits stay within the community.
I love that. So our tourism dollars are having a positive impact.
Exactly.
Can you give me some examples?
Absolutely. Homestays. Cultural tours led by locals.
Okay.
Craft workshops where you can learn traditional skills.
Oh, cool.
And even volunteering with local organizations.
Cool.
They're all great examples of community-based tourism.
That sounds amazing.
It is a win-win for everyone.
Those sound incredible.
They are.
So we've covered, everything.
Almost all.
Transportation, accommodation, packing.
Ramming a lot.
Minimizing waste.
Uh-huh.
Supporting local businesses.
Right.
Respecting local customs. Protecting the environment.
We're on a roll.
Engaging in community-based tourism.
Yeah. But there's one more thing.
Is it?
One more concept I think is worth exploring.
Okay. Tell me.
Slow travel.
Slow travel.
Tell me more.
It's about shifting our focus from quantity to quality.
Okay.
Instead of rushing from one destination to the next.
Trying to cram it all in.
Yeah. Slow travel encourages us to savor the journey.
Okay.
Spend more time in fewer places.
Really immerse yourself in the local culture.
I like that. It's much more mindful.
It is.
And intentional.
Yeah, and way more sustainable.
Yeah.
You're naturally reducing your transportation emissions by staying in one place longer.
Okay.
Supporting local businesses.
Right.
Fostering deeper connections with the community.
So it's good for the planet.
It is.
Good for the local economy.
Yes.
And good for the soul.
Triple win.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of enriching experiences.
Yes.
What are some of the amazing, sustainable activities and adventures?
So many.
That are out there.
Yeah, visiting local markets.
Love a good market.
Who doesn't? You can find unique souvenirs.
Yeah.
Sample local produce.
Mm-hmm.
Chat with the vendors. Get a real sense of the local culture.
Okay, what about for the adventure seekers out there?
Oh, there's plenty.
Yeah.
Eco tours.
Okay.
They're designed to minimize environmental impact.
Okay.
While offering incredible adventures.
Okay, I like that.
Hiking in breathtaking landscapes. Kayaking through pristine waterways. Zip lining through rainforests.
Oh, fun.
Knowing that your adventure is contributing to conservation efforts.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got options for the foodies, the culture vultures,
right.
Adventure seekers.
Yeah.
What about for those who want to give back to the community?
Volunteering with local organizations is fantastic.
Okay.
You could help with conservation projects.
Okay.
Teach English. Work with community development initiatives.
There's so many ways to contribute.
So many ways, yeah.
Wow, there really is a sustainable option for every type of traveler.
I think so.
I'm feeling inspired.
Me too.
To plan my next trip.
It's inspiring to see cities and countries around the world embracing sustainable transportation initiatives.
I love that.
Like Kansas City, for example, has a free streetcar system.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
That reduces reliance on cars.
That's good.
And then Calgary's C-Train light rail system runs entirely on wind-generated electricity.
That's amazing.
It is.
Okay, speaking of inspiring destinations.
Yes.
Are there any places that stand out as being particularly committed to sustainable tourism?
Oh, absolutely.
Give me some inspiration.
Costa Rica is a gem.
Costa Rica, yeah.
When it comes to sustainable travel, they've been pioneers in ecotourism, and they have a wide range of eco-resorts and nature-based experiences.
Any specific recommendations?
One place you could check out is Rancho Margo.
Rancho Margo, okay.
An off-grid retreat near Arenal Volcano.
Sounds amazing.
It's a working farm and sustainable living community.
Wow.
That offers a truly immersive experience.
Okay.
Participate in farm activities, learn about permaculture.
I love that.
Enjoy those incredible views of the volcano.
Now, what about beyond Costa Rica? What else?
Okay, for breathtaking natural beauty and a commitment to environmental protection.
Okay.
Look no further than Norway's fjords.
Oh, the fjords, yeah.
You can explore the fjords on eco-friendly ships.
Oh, cool.
And you can even stay at Svart.
Svart, okay.
The world's first energy-positive hotel.
Wait, an energy-positive hotel? What does that even mean?
It means that the hotel actually generates more energy than it consumes.
Wow.
Thanks to its innovative design and use of renewable energy sources.
It's not just about minimizing its environmental impact.
Right.
It's actively contributing.
It is.
To a more sustainable future.
Setting a new standard.
That's incredible.
It is.
Okay, I'm adding Norway to my list.
You should.
What other destination?
If you're a wildlife enthusiast, New Zealand is a must visit.
Yeah.
They have incredible whale watching experiences.
Oh, I love whales.
With companies like Whale Watch Kaikoura.
Okay.
Which is Maori owned and directly supports the local community.
That's fantastic.
It is.
So we can experience wildlife in a way that's both respectful and beneficial to the local community.
Absolutely. And for a truly immersive rainforest experience, consider Chalan Ecolodge in Bolivia.
Chalan Ecolodge.
It's run by the indigenous Quechua Tucano community.
Wow.
And it offers a chance to experience their culture.
Cool.
Explore the Amazon rainforest.
That's amazing.
And support their sustainable livelihoods.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, any others?
One more for you.
Okay.
The Liberati Bear Sanctuary in Transylvania.
Okay.
It's a haven for rescued bears.
Oh, wow.
It's heartwarming to see these magnificent creatures thriving in their natural habitat after being rescued from captivity.
I love that.
It is pretty amazing.
It's amazing to see so many destinations.
It is.
And businesses around the world leading the way in sustainable tourism.
Yeah.
It gives me hope for the future of travel.
Me too.
It shows that sustainable travel isn't about sacrificing the joy of exploration.
Right.
It's about making conscious choices
that
benefit everyone and everything involved.
Yeah, it's not about giving up on travel.
Right.
It's about traveling differently.
Right.
Being mindful of our impact. Supporting local communities.
Yeah.
And choosing experiences that align with our values.
I love that.
Me too.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part.
I know, right?
Of our deep dive into sustainable travel.
We have.
We've explored everything from transportation and accommodation to packing tips and responsible tourism practices.
So much good stuff.
I know, there's still so much more to learn, though.
Oh, there is, definitely.
We'll be back soon to continue our journey into the world of sustainable travel.
Looking forward to it.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. We were just talking about the future of sustainable travel before the break.
It's a big one.
And I'm excited to kind of dig even deeper into some of the nuances and the challenges, you know.
Yeah.
It feels like we're on the cusp of a major shift in how we think about travel.
Yeah, definitely a shift.
And I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think the travel industry is definitely evolving.
Okay.
And sustainability is becoming increasingly important. You know, it's not just this niche concern anymore. It's going mainstream.
Right. It's like eco-friendly used to be this sort of niche thing, but now it's becoming the expectation.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm curious, for those who are new to this whole sustainable travel thing.
Totally.
How can we make eco-friendly choices without feeling totally overwhelmed?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Because it can feel overwhelmed.
It can feel like a big topic.
Yeah.
But the key is to start small.
Okay.
And focus on progress over perfection.
I like that.
Yeah.
Being mindful. So
yes,
instead of just booking the cheapest flight or hotel,
right,
we actually take a moment to consider the impact
exactly
of those choices.
Be mindful of your choices throughout the planning process.
So for example,
yeah,
when you're booking a hotel, you don't just look at the photos.
Right.
And the amenities.
Mm-hmm.
You actually do a little research.
Absolutely.
On their sustainability practices.
Yes.
Do they have eco certifications? Do they support local communities?
Look beyond the surface.
It's about looking beyond the surface.
Yes.
Digging a little deeper.
Exactly.
And those small changes can add up.
They do.
To make a big difference.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're being mindful about booking flights and accommodation. But what about once we're actually on the trip?
You're there.
Are there any simple swaps or hacks?
Oh, so many.
We can use to make our travels more sustainable.
One of the easiest things is to simply pack a reusable water bottle.
Okay.
And refuse single-use plastics whenever possible.
I'm already on board with the reusable water bottle.
Good.
In fact, it feels weird to travel without it now.
I know, right?
I'm curious about souvenirs.
Okay, souvenirs.
I used to buy all those, like, cheesy tourist trinkets.
Yeah, we've all been there.
But now I'm more mindful about where my money's going.
Right, me too.
Yeah.
It's so much more rewarding to find those unique handcrafted souvenirs that tell a story.
Yeah.
And support local artisans.
Yeah.
It's quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Making sure your purchases have a positive impact.
So sustainable travel is not just about reducing our negative impact.
Right.
It's also about having a positive impact.
Absolutely. It's about giving back to those communities we visit.
Yeah.
Engaging in meaningful cultural exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting conservation efforts.
It's about shifting our mindset from being tourists to being travelers.
Yes. Be a respectful guest.
Okay.
Leave a positive footprint.
I love that.
Yeah.
Speaking of positive footprints.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about the role of technology in sustainable travel.
Technology, yeah.
Because on the one hand, it's contributed to some of the issues we're facing.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, it can also be this powerful tool for making more sustainable choices.
Yeah, such a good point.
Yeah.
Technology, it's a double-edged sword, I think, overall.
Mm-hmm.
It has the potential to empower us to be more responsible travelers. Yeah. Like, there are so many great apps and websites that can help you find eco-friendly accommodation.
Yeah.
Calculate your carbon footprint. Connect with local communities.
I have an app on my phone that helps me find zero-waste stores and restaurants in my destination.
That's awesome. I love that.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's like having a pocket guide to sustainable living on the go.
Right. It shows how technology makes it easier for us to make those sustainable choices.
Yeah.
Even when we're traveling.
It's harnessing the power of technology for good.
Yes.
I love that.
And it's not just about those individual actions.
Okay.
We're seeing incredible innovation in the travel industry itself.
Like those airlines that are investing in sustainable aviation fuels.
Right.
Hotels that are implementing energy efficient practices.
Exactly.
That's creating a ripple effect.
It is.
The more we demand sustainable options, the more the industry will respond.
It's a collective effort.
It's a collective effort.
Yeah, we all have a role to play.
So how can we advocate for change?
Okay.
Because sometimes it feels like our individual choices are just a drop in the ocean, you know?
Yeah. I hear that.
Like, how much of a difference can one person really make?
I understand that feeling.
Yeah.
But remember, those drops create a wave.
Okay.
Don't underestimate the power of your voice and your choices.
So, besides making sustainable choices in our own travels, like, how can we advocate for change on a larger scale?
Oh, so many things.
Okay.
Start by talking to your friends and family about sustainable travel.
Okay.
Share your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Share your tips.
Yeah.
Get them excited about traveling responsibly.
It's about spreading the word and normalizing these practices.
Absolutely.
What else?
You can also use your social media platforms to amplify your voice.
Yep.
Share your sustainable travel experiences.
Rah.
Highlight businesses that are doing things right.
Okay.
Call out those who are falling short.
I like that.
Yeah.
Using our platforms to hold businesses accountable.
Yes.
Inspire others to make more sustainable choices.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to reach out directly to businesses.
Okay.
Ask them about their sustainability policies.
Uh-huh.
Challenge them to do better.
Yeah.
Let them know that sustainability is important to you as a consumer.
I like that. It's using our consumer power to drive change.
It is.
We can vote with our wallets.
Absolutely.
Support those businesses that are aligned with our values.
That's powerful.
And don't forget about the power of political action.
Yes, political action.
Right. We can contact our elected officials.
Yes.
Urge them to support policies.
Absolutely.
That promote sustainable tourism and environmental protection.
That's how we make real change.
It's about using our voices
yeah.
to advocate for systemic change.
Yes.
Because individual actions are important.
They are.
But we need those larger scale solutions
we'll do.
To address these global challenges.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked about the importance of advocacy,
mm-hmm.
using our voices to drive change.
Yeah.
But let's be real for a moment.
Okay, real talk.
Sustainable travel isn't always
yeah.
easy or convenient.
No, it's not.
Right? Sometimes it's more expensive.
It can be.
Sometimes it requires more research.
Sure.
Sometimes it means making compromises.
Absolutely. There are definitely challenges.
Yeah. And it's important to acknowledge those.
Yes.
And to be realistic about what's possible.
Yeah. I've definitely found myself in situations where I've had to choose between the eco-friendly option and the budget-friendly option.
Right.
And those trade-offs can be tough.
Yeah.
They can, but it's important to remember that every little bit counts.
Yeah.
Even if you can't make every aspect of your trip perfectly sustainable,
yeah.
focusing on a few key areas can still have a positive impact.
So it's about picking our battles,
yeah.
focusing on those areas where we can make the biggest difference.
Exactly.
Like maybe you can't afford to stay at an eco lodge.
Right.
But you can choose to walk or bike.
Absolutely.
Instead of taking taxis everywhere.
Great example.
Right.
Finding those areas where you can make a difference.
Yeah.
Without compromising your budget.
Yeah.
Or your travel plans.
Or maybe choose to spend a little extra on a locally owned guest house.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
That supports the community.
Exactly. Finding that balance.
Yeah.
Making choices that align with your values.
Right. And remember, it's an ongoing journey.
It is. Yeah. We're all learning and evolving.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be perfect.
We don't have to be perfect.
No.
To make a difference.
Progress over perfection.
Love that.
Yeah, it takes the pressure off.
It does.
You know, just focus on making those small,
yeah.
consistent changes
yeah.
that will add up to a big impact over time.
But I think it's also important to acknowledge that there are
yeah.
systemic issues at play here.
Absolutely.
It's not just about individual choices.
Yeah.
The travel industry itself needs to step up.
Yes, they do.
And make significant changes to reduce its environmental impact and support local communities.
We need to hold businesses and governments accountable.
Yes.
You know, for creating more sustainable infrastructure, promoting responsible tourism practices,
mm-hmm.
and investing in renewable energy.
It's about creating a system where sustainable travel is the norm.
Exactly.
Not the exception.
And that requires collective action
yeah.
and a shift in mindset.
It's not about shaming or blaming individuals.
No.
It's about working together
Biz.
To create a more sustainable future for travel.
Absolutely.
And that's where our individual choices come in. When
yeah.
we demand better,
mm-hmm.
we support businesses that are doing things right.
Yes.
And we use our voices to advocate for change.
That's how we create that ripple effect.
That can lead to systemic transformation.
You can do it.
So it's both individual action and collective action.
It is.
We need to make sustainable choices in our own travel.
Yes.
And we need to use our voices to push for larger scale change.
It's a two-pronged approach.
Okay, so we've talked about the challenges,
mm-hmm.
the importance of advocacy,
yes.
the need for systemic change.
Absolutely.
But I think it's also important to address some of the myths.
The myths.
And misconceptions.
I have so many.
That surround sustainable travel.
Yeah.
Because I think those myths can sometimes
they do
hold people back from even trying.
Absolutely. One of the biggest ones I hear is that yeah. sustainable travel is only for the wealthy.
Yeah, it's all about those fancy eco lodges.
Right, yeah.
Luxury experiences.
But that's simply not true.
Yeah.
There are so many ways to travel sustainably on a budget.
Right.
Being resourceful. Choosing experiences over material possessions.
Yeah.
Supporting local communities.
It's about prioritizing.
It is.
Those things that truly matter.
Exactly. And another myth I hear a lot is that sustainable travel is boring.
Yeah, like it's all about sacrificing fun and adventure for the sake of the planet.
But that couldn't be further from the truth. Some of the most incredible travel experiences are those that connect us with nature, with culture, with local communities.
Uh-huh.
Think about hiking through breathtaking landscapes, learning about ancient traditions, volunteering with a conservation project.
Right. Those are memories that will last a lifetime.
Exactly. Much more enriching than those cookie-cutter tourist experiences.
So let's debunk that myth right here, right now.
Debunked.
Sustainable travel is anything but boring.
Agreed. And another misconception is that sustainable travel is all about deprivation.
Oh, yeah.
You have to give up all the comforts and conveniences of modern life.
Yeah, like it's all about
roughing
it in the wilderness and eating nothing but lentils.
But again, not the reality.
Yeah.
Sustainable travel is about making conscious choices.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean you have to sacrifice comfort or enjoyment.
Exactly. You could still enjoy delicious food, comfortable accommodations, and incredible experiences.
Absolutely.
While being mindful of your impact.
Finding that sweet spot.
It's about finding that sweet spot where sustainability and enjoyment intersect.
Absolutely. And I think one final misconception we need to address is this idea that sustainable travel is an all or nothing proposition.
Yeah, the perfectionism trap.
The perfectionism trap.
It can be.
Yeah, like you have to be 100% perfect.
Right.
Or you're not doing it right.
Right, right.
But the truth is, none of us are perfect.
No, not at all.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
And we all have areas where we can improve.
Progress, not perfection.
Progress, not perfection.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every little step we take towards more sustainable choices is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
And it's about celebrating those small victories, not beating ourselves up for the times when we fall short.
I love that.
Right. Be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself. It's a journey, not a destination.
It is.
And every journey has its bumps along the way.
It's so true.
So let's release the pressure of perfection.
Release the pressure.
And focus on making those small, consistent changes.
Yes.
That will add up to a big impact over time.
I love that.
I think that's a great message to end this
part
of our deep dive on.
For sure.
It's about acknowledging the challenges, embracing the opportunities, and remembering that we're all in this together.
Absolutely.
So as we head into the final part of our exploration of sustainable travel.
Last part.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on where this movement is headed.
Oh, good question.
What does the future hold for sustainable travel?
The future. Yeah, the future of sustainable travel. It's a big question.
It is a big question.
Exciting to think about all the possibilities.
Yeah, where do you see this movement heading?
Well, I think sustainable travel will become even more integrated, into the mainstream travel industry.
Okay.
It won't be it won't be a niche movement anymore.
Okay.
It'll just be how we travel.
I like that.
You know, sustainable travel is the norm, not the exception.
The norm, not the exception. I love that.
But how do we get there?
Right. Yeah, what needs to happen? What are the big changes that need to happen?
Well, I think we'll see more innovation and technology, driving these sustainable solutions.
Okay.
We're already seeing, electric planes and trains,
right.
Hotels powered by renewable energy, apps that help us make eco-friendly choices.
It's making it easier and more accessible.
Absolutely.
For people to travel sustainably.
Yeah, but it's also about,
shifting
mindsets as well.
Yeah, it's not just about the technology. It's also about changing the way we think about travel.
Absolutely. We need to move away from this idea that travel is about, ticking off destinations, collecting passport stamps.
It's not about bragging rights.
Exactly. It's about slowing down.
Yeah.
Immersing yourself in the local culture.
Yeah.
Having a positive impact on the places we visit.
Quality over quantity.
Yes.
Connection over consumption.
I love that.
Right.
Okay.
Speaking of incredible experiences.
Yes.
What are some of the most unique
so many
sustainable travel experiences that you've come across? I'm always looking for new adventures.
One that really stands out to me is agrotourism.
Agrotourism. Okay. Tell me more.
Imagine learning how to make cheese
Okay.
On a family-run farm in Italy.
Oh, wow.
Or helping harvest coffee beans on a sustainable plantation in Costa Rica.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's a chance to, like, get your hands dirty.
Yeah.
Learn new skills.
Yeah.
And really experience, you know, that journey from farm to table.
I love that.
You're having an amazing experience, but you're also supporting, you know,
right.
local farmers and those sustainable agricultural practices.
That's going on the bucket list.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh,
What are you interested in?
I'm a big wildlife enthusiast.
Okay. Wildlife. So, have you considered wildlife conservation tourism?
Okay, tell me more.
You could participate in research projects, you know?
Okay.
Track endangered species.
Wow.
Or help protect fragile ecosystems.
Okay.
It's a chance to have an incredible adventure while making a tangible difference for conservation.
Imagine tracking gorillas in Rwanda.
Oh, wow.
Or helping rehabilitate sea turtles in Thailand.
Amazing.
Those are experiences that stay with you.
Absolutely. Forever. Yeah. Combining your love for travel with your passion for protecting the planet.
And it doesn't have to involve these exotic destinations.
All right. It doesn't.
Or these far-flung adventures.
No. There are incredible experiences right in your own backyard.
Yeah. So true. We often
overlook
the beauty and wonder that exists.
Absolutely.
Right where we live.
So many things.
What are some ways to kind of explore sustainably closer to home?
Explore local parks and nature reserves. Visit farmers markets. Volunteer at community gardens.
I love that.
You know, it's about appreciating the beauty and the abundance that surrounds us.
Yeah.
And supporting those local communities.
We can be tourists in our own towns.
I love that.
I love that idea.
You should.
And I love the idea of incorporating volunteering into our travels.
Oh, volunteering is amazing.
Whether it's close to home.
Yeah.
Or further afield.
Yeah, it's such a great way to give back.
Yeah.
And to have a more meaningful travel experience.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be a huge time commitment.
It doesn't, no.
Even just a couple hours can make a difference.
Every little bit helps. And speaking of, you know,
Slowing
down and savoring the journey, let's talk about the beauty of slow travel.
You mentioned it earlier.
You did.
It sounds like a great way to kind of travel more sustainably.
It is.
And have a more immersive experience.
Yeah. It's about shifting our focus from quantity to quality.
Yeah.
You know, instead of rushing from one destination to the next.
Right. Just trying to,
We can choose to spend more time in fewer places, you know, really absorbing the local culture, creating those deeper connections with the people and the place.
It's about being present in the moment.
Yeah.
Rather than constantly chasing the next thing.
Exactly. And it's so much more sustainable.
Yeah.
You know, fewer flights, less transportation, more time spent, you know, supporting local businesses in those communities.
A win-win-win.
It is a triple win.
Okay. So as we wrap up this deep dive into sustainable travel.
Okay.
I'm feeling incredibly inspired.
Me too.
It's clear that we have the power to make a difference.
We do.
Through both our individual choices and our collective actions.
Absolutely.
What are your final thoughts?
Okay.
For our listeners as they embark on
the journey.
Their own sustainable travel journeys.
Yeah, I think the most important thing to remember is that, you know, sustainable travel is not about deprivation or sacrifice.
It's not about punishment.
It's not. It's about enhancing our travel experiences while minimizing our impact and maximizing our positive contributions.
I love that.
It's about exploring the world responsibly, connecting with different cultures and communities, and protecting the beauty and diversity of our planet for generations to come.
And having fun along the way.
Of course, travel should be fun.
Travel is about joy.
It is.
And discovery and adventure.
Absolutely.
And those elements can absolutely coexist.
Yeah.
With sustainability.
For sure.
So as you plan your next adventure.
Yes.
Remember that every choice you make.
Every choice.
Big or small, can have a ripple effect. Choose to travel with intention. Choose to support businesses that align with your values.
Yes.
And choose to make a positive impact on the world.
I love that.
It's about being mindful, being curious.
Yes.
Being open to new experiences.
And don't forget to share your experiences with others.
Yes. Spread the word.
Spread the word. Inspire those around you.
Uh-huh.
And together we can create a more responsible and fulfilling way to explore our amazing planet.
Safe and sustainable travels, everyone.
Safe travels.